Good evening, Midnight Snackers. Thanks for joining me, your host, Larry Daniel, for the Midnight Snack. Tonight, we're going to start off the show with a song about your minimum wage. Here on 88.7 FM, KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Enjoy, Snackers.
Jobs away for another Saturday.
We just heard Suspect Device by Stiff Little Fingers. Before that, we heard My Baby Does Good Sculpture by the Rizzios, a couple of 70s punk bands. Before that, we heard Let's Boogie by Chief, his self-titled album. Guy out of Australia, check it out. Just a Loser by John Smith and the New Sound preceded that. And Thread of Time by The Scenery, a couple of 60s garage punk bands. Before all of that, we heard Daddy Was a Mod in the RAF by The Storkeys, a band fronted by Stevie Jackson, best known for his guitar work with Bell and Sebastian. Quite a talent on his own. Give him a look up. Next, we're going to listen to Screw by The Cure here on the Midnight Snack. 88.7 KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
I'm talking about your outside. I'm talking about your inside. I'm talking about the outside.
Been saying
That was Cross-Eyed and Painless by the Talking Heads from their Remain in Light album from 1980. Before that, we heard Come On, Let's Go by Broadcast. And we heard I've Gotta Have a Song by the Jeff Beck Group from their self-titled album. Some Folks Is Even Wider Than Me by Todd Rundgren from his Something Anything masterpiece from 1972. And we started that set off with, of course, Screw by The Cure from the Head on the Door album from 1985. You're listening to me, Larry Daniel, on the Midnight Snack here on KRVS 88.7 Lafayette Lake Charles. We're going to lead out with a set. We're going to listen to the Talking Heads again. Don't Worry About the Government. Followed by some songs about presidents. We're going to start off with James K. Polk by They Might Be Giants. Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man by Randy Newman. Then President Gas by the Psychedelic Furs. Very applicable to today's situation, just as it was in the early 80s. And also, President Garfield by the Juliana Hatfield III. I'm Larry Daniel. Thanks for spending the hour with me here on the Midnight Snack.
The Democrats were split. The three nominees for the presidential candidate were Martin Van Buren, a former president and an abolitionist, James Buchanan, a moderate, Louis Cass, a general and expansionist. Soon agreed, he's just the man we need to bring about victory, fulfill our manifest destiny, and annex the land the Mexicans command. And when the vote was cast, the winner was Mr. James K. Polk, Napoleon of the Stump.
Maybe you have lost your mind. Maybe all